Arizona has been a pioneer in charter schools since the early 1990s, when the idea of creating a system of schools to compete with lagging district schools was brand new, and not many other states had attempted such a grand experiment. Today, charter schools are a force in our state, and as the Arizona Republic's Craig Harris has been reporting all year, the massive industry is creating some millionaires and raising some questions about self-dealing and regulation. Now, Harris and a team of Republic reporters are out with a year-end series on charter schools in our state, from their inception to their powerful position today. I sat down with them in our studios recently to talk more about it, and we began at the beginning in 1994.
Well, back in 1994, Governor Simonton at the time was battling for his life for re-election, and he needed to get some kind of education reform passed. So he came back with a special session for one thing and one thing only, and that was charter schools. And the funny thing was is that neither the governor nor Lisa Graham Keegan, who'd go on to become our school superintendent, or anybody who created charter schools had ever stepped a foot inside a charter school. It was kind of an idea, and no one had really known what they were creating when they created it.
So 1994, they passed the legislation. What was the original intent?
Well, I think the original intent was to give the district schools a bit of a run for their money, to let people be innovative, to let them think outside the box, to open up opportunities for kids to learn in a different atmosphere, and to have competition. Because regardless of your political spectrum, competition typically is really good. And so that was kind of the original intent. So charter schools started out essentially as mom-and-pop operations, people who wanted to do something different, people who wanted to make a change to the system. And that's how they started out. They were basically, I don't know if entrepreneurs is the right word, but folks who wanted to make changes, and that's how they got started.
So you'd have art schools, math and science focused schools, career focused schools, things like that would pop up and get some public funding to get going.
Right. Those are the kind of things that they're out there. And even today we have what you just talked about, and we have equestrian schools, we have music schools, and we have, you know, some of the most noted schools we have now are Basis and Great Hearts. Great Hearts focuses on a classical education where kids learn Latin, and Basis focuses on AP scores where kids are hyper-focused on getting high scores on AP tests so they can get college credits.
Yes. Okay. So now, like you said, you have schools like Basis and Great Hearts, which are massive kind of corporate operations, right? How big is the charter school industry in our state today?
Well, there's 540-plus charter schools today. It is a huge system. I think it's like 16-17% of kids go to charter schools, but they get about 20-plus percent of the school funding. So it's a disproportionate amount of funding that charter schools get based on what they are, even though they've grown substantially.
How does the funding mechanism work for charter schools, and how is it different than district schools?
Well, the legislature gives charter schools additional money. For high school kids, it's up to $2,100 more per kid. So if you're going to American Leadership Academy, where I live, those kids get $2,100 more per kid than a kid at Highland High School in the Gilbert District. And the reasoning behind that is that Gilbert or other school districts can levy taxes through local property taxes. They can ask voters for an override or for bonds, and charter schools can't. Now, also, charter schools will contend they don't get as much federal dollars. Well, there's a reason for that. Charter schools in the main, especially Basis, they don't have low-income kids. They don't have special needs kids. They don't have kids that are English language learners. Federal dollars typically are attached to those kind of kids, so that's why district schools get more of those funds. So district schools get less state dollars, but overall charter schools get fewer dollars from the large pot from property taxes and federal funds. They don't get those kind of money.
Right. Okay. So let's fast forward now, and you're looking at Governor Ducey in 2016, right? When he's giving a State of the State address and talking about education policies. Many of those policies added up to what ended up being Prop 123, right? This education initiative that took some money from the State Land Trust. But he also, in that speech, talked about essentially policies that would end up helping some of those charter schools. Tell us about those.
Well, unless you listened really carefully, you wouldn't quite know what he was talking about. He was talking about funding schools with wait lists. He was also talking about funding schools with high academic scores. And if you think about it, district schools don't have wait lists. The two charter chains that have wait lists, because they're very good, are Great Hearts and Basis. And so what the governor did is he created a loan program that allowed Basis and Great Hearts to tap into a loan program to build schools because they have trouble sometimes getting into the bond market. And so they've gotten two-thirds of all the funding for charter schools have gone to those two schools. One of the biggest winners also was Basis because some of the money was dedicated to helping schools get give bonus money to teachers who have high AP test scores. Well, BASIS, this whole curriculum is based on that. There also is money dedicated to schools who have high achievement scores. Well, Great Hearts excels in that, as does BASIS. Now, district schools did get a large part of the money too, but when you look at the charter breakdown, BASIS and Great Hearts overwhelmingly got the majority of the money, and when you compare them to districts, BASIS was number one when it came to getting money for the AP bonus money.
So they've gotten a good amount of money in that way. Why is this something you felt like was necessary to highlight?
Well, I think because you look at the connections. There's a lot of connections on the board of directors with BASIS and Great Hearts. The chairman of the board at BASIS is Craig Barrett. He helped chair Governor Ducey's campaign when he was treasurer to vote down the sales tax measure, which would have ironically given more money to schools. Eric Twist is the president at Great Hearts. His brother was Governor Ducey's campaign manager. There are also folks at Great Hearts like Bill Montgomery, who's very popular at the legislature. And so we wanted to connect the dots that you have these all-star, powerful boards at BASIS and Great Hearts. And oh, by the way, the governor created programs that gave a lot of funding, extra funding, to Great Hearts and to BASIS.
What's the argument on the other side of that? What has the governor said to this?
They contend there was no connection at all. It just might be coincidence. And that's possible. It's possible, but I've been a reporter 27 years, and most people don't give money to people for campaigns unless they want something. Perhaps that's crass, but that's the fact. And when people write $10,000 checks like Derek Hall did, and he's on one of these boards to the governor, you get people's attention.
Mm-hmm. What about oversight? The question of regulation of charter schools and how they are run has been sort of on the table from the very beginning, right?
Yeah, and it's been shot down numerous times over and over. There have been numerous attempts over the year to try to make changes to the charter school industry, and the last several years, Democrats have really pushed in the legislature to do that. It's all been shot down. Now, with a lot of the reporting that we've had in the Arizona Republic, you had Attorney General Brnovich, who's a Republican, say, "This is crazy. You've got to give me some ways to be able to go and investigate charter schools." Other folks have said, "We want them to play by the same rules when you go buy things, called procurement, so you're not self-dealing, you're not buying from each other. You have to put things out to bid." And that might sound like it's in the weeds for some folks, but that's how people get rich. If you don't have to put a competitive bid out, I can buy something from you and you can buy something from me if we're on the same board of directors at a charter school, and you don't really know if you're getting a good benefit for the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And that's how we've gotten these charter school millionaires. Another proposal out there is to have charter schools abide by the same disclosure and openness that district schools are. Right now, I can go to a district school and get every contract they have and find out what every single teacher makes. I've tried to get that from BASIS. They won't give it to me because they say they don't have to do that because they actually have a management company run their schools. And so since they're under a different formula and they have a private business, they say, "We're not subject to your public records laws." So there's an immense amount of lack of transparency with charter schools compared to what's going on at district schools.
Why has it been built that way? I mean, this is public money going into both schools.
I think there's been a lack of exposure. And I think now when you see educators take to the streets here like we saw this spring, and there's such a renewed focus on education, you see that some of the legislative seats flipped and there's more Democrats in there. I think there's more focus on it now. I think for just a long time, it's just built up and people have gotten away with it. And now we've put a light on this. And anytime you put a light on something, I think you can get some results.
All right. We'll wait and see what happens then next session. Craig Harris with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.